Badlands. What are the Badlands? Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Good morning and welcome to The Brief on Badlands Media. I'm your host, Patrick Gunnels, joining you from the lovely South Lake, Texas, very reddest, non-rural area of the state of Texas. I'm sure there are very small towns in Texas that are even redder than South Lake, but South Lake is famous in that it was the first one to start running its school boards out of town on rails. Love this place. I'm at the lovely South Lake Hilton at GART 4. Don't forget to go to badlandsmedia.tv/events to get your virtual tickets to this event. Ash and I will both be panelists periodically. I'll be waiting till the afternoon to do the health panel, and I'll be there tomorrow again to do more panels. You may not know this, but a surprise guest at GART 4 is some bitch I know, a.k.a. L is for the way, a.k.a. L, a.k.a. Lauren Brown. You may know her. Very excited to have her as a guest. As you know, she was my co-host on a Badlands show for a bit. We actually have been chatting about getting back together and doing a show again. So anyway, she'll be there as well, so it'll be fun. We're big fans of the South Lake Hilton, and it's just a nice area. So anyway, thank you everybody for being here. Do me a big favor and smash that thumbs up. Really helps us when you do that. And without further ado, I'll get to our very first sponsor. Love Litters. Attention all you Badlanders with purring pals and feathered friends. Say hello to Love Litters, 100% pure kiln-dried wood, free from chemicals and oh so kind to Mother Earth. No dust, no mess, and no toxins. Just a lightweight solution that's gentle on your wallet and even gentler in your home. Our biodegradable litter is crafted from wood, destined for landfills, giving it a new purpose in your pet's life. Cats love it. Our astonishing formula works like magic to neutralize that notorious cat urine odor, keeping your home pine fresh and welcoming. For bird lovers, it zaps moisture from bird droppings, crumbling them away, all while being safe if pecked at or ingested. For reptiles and critters too, our mix is crafted to dilute the pine scent, ensuring those little lungs stay happy and healthy. Plus, every 30-pound bag of Love Litters will last up to 6 months, saving you money. Transform your pet care routine today. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/litter. That's badlandsmedia.tv/litter. And breathe easy with a litter that loves your pet as much as you do. All right, guys, you're going to get your Love Litter. Those of you who have pets, of course. I'm one of those guys who likes to love on other people's pets. It's just kind of how I am. I've never been particularly successful at training a dog. Dogs think of me as like somebody to be glanced at, loved on, not necessarily obeyed. I don't know what to say. Here we go. From badlands.substack.com, the Badlands News Brief, brought to you 5 days a week by the indefatigable Burning Bright, who is not here, nor is his lovely wife. And we miss you both. All right, let's begin. Today's episode is entitled Israel Goes Hot or Not as the Info War Accelerates. First, last call for GART 4 Dallas, or badlandsmedia.tv. GART 4 will take place April 19th through the 21st, 2024, in Dallas, Texas. For those who will be unable to attend the in-person event, virtual tickets to stream the entirety of GART 4 are now available. In addition to receiving access to the full weekend live stream and an exclusive Telegram chat with your fellow GART Dallas virtual and in-person attendees, all virtual ticket purchases will include the ability to access recorded replays of all GART 4 panels during and following the event. Next, from Zero Hedge, markets dump and then rebound as Israel retaliates against Iran in oddly toothless, performative response. Summary. First, Iran says its nuclear facilities remain unharmed, Reuters. Second situation in Iran's Isfahan is normal. No explosion taking place on ground. Press TV. Third, CNN. Two U.S. officials say Israel indicated they would not attack nuclear targets. U.S. didn't greenlight this attack. Fourth, unconfirmed. IRGC states that Iran will target Israeli nuclear sites with counterattack. Fifth, Iran's space agency. All that happened is a failed and humiliating attempt by Israel Aviation. Sixth, Iranian officials and outlets are claiming that all explosions heard tonight are due to interceptions and that no explosions have occurred on the ground. Seventh, Bloomberg. Israeli officials notified the U.S. earlier today they planned to retaliate in the next 24 to 48 hours. Eight, Tehran's Imam Khomeini International Airport, IKA, tells passengers that all flights have been canceled and they should exit the airport. Nine, Fox News, Israeli strikes in Iran come from unmanned aircraft. 10, U.S. claims IDF attacks in Iran were limited. 11, three large explosions heard in Isfahan, south of Tehran, U.S. officials confirm. The Natanz nuclear facility is located in Isfahan. 13, unconfirmed simultaneous explosions have also been reported in Syria and Iraq, Baghdad, and Babylon province. They have a province called Babylon in Iraq. I was today years old when I learned that. 14, Iran has established a no-fly zone over its western region. 15, market reaction, initial panic selling, but gradually as it becomes clear that this is just a token scripted response to the token scripted initial attack by Iran, which achieved absolutely nothing, markets are rebounding. Zero hedge. Our take. At the end of the night on Thursday, Israel apparently made good on the predictive programming the media industrial complex put out and that we analyzed throughout the week until the media walked back said claims almost immediately. We're going to learn a lot more about the supposed actuals throughout the day, Friday, and throughout the weekend, which follows the recent trend of seemingly seismic events occurring conveniently on weekends. Just Human has floated the idea that these strikes, when they happen, are surgical in nature and that Bibi Netanyahu could be forced to take out some of the monsters he helped to create. But no matter where you stand on it, I think the twin parties being exposed more clearly in the collective mind are the Biden administration for its feckless nature and total lack of respect on the world stage and the media for not seeming to know exactly how to steer the public when it comes to analyzing the most complex and contentious geopolitical conflict of the era. Burning bright. Editor's note, we'll have more Israel-Iran takes below, where we take a look at some of the other headlines that led up to Thursday night's flashpoint. So I think you all know exactly how I feel about this. I don't even think strikes are happening. I think everything that we're watching is taking place in the media only. And that some kind of rapprochement was reached probably years ago, and we are being treated to the Kabuki theater replay of events that were decided out of the public eye during the Trump administration. Next, from the Epoch Times. Excused juror reveals selection process for Trump's hush money trial. All have prior opinions. Oh, what a shock. A juror who was excused from serving on the Manhattan trial of former President Donald Trump provided details about the questions potential jurors were asked. Kara McGee told media outlets outside the courtroom on Tuesday that she was dismissed, but said she believed she could be impartial, adding still that it would be, quote, very difficult for anyone really in this country to not come to this without prior opinions. We all have prior opinions on the defendant unless you've been living in a card box, she said. Cardboard box, maybe? Card box, what's a card box? Adding that she was excused because of her job in the cybersecurity sector. Regarding her personal feelings on President Trump, the woman said, I'm not a fan. The main reason why, she said, is because of how she believed he handled the COVID-19 pandemic response. But Ms. McGee provided some insight on the questions that were asked of the jurors. Quote, one of which is, do you have opinions about the ability for a former sitting president to be tried in a court of law? Which I think the way people answered that showed how they felt about the case. She said the other one was, do you have any opinions about the legal limits for campaign finance donation amounts? which I believe was another one that was kind of meant to gauge feelings about the particular case, she added, the Epoch Times. And this one from Breitbart, judge dismisses Trump juror over concerns about her identity becoming public. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan abruptly dismissed a previously approved juror on Thursday after she raised concerns about her identity becoming public, according to court reporters. Court reporters published descriptions of the jurors after the judge sat seven of them upon going through the selection process. The potential jurors are asked 42 questions and their social media accounts are scrutinized. Quote, a juror who had been selected for Donald J. Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan was abruptly excused on Thursday, demonstrating the challenges of picking a jury to decide the fate of the polarizing former president, the New York Times reported. The woman told the judge overseeing the case that she had developed concerns about her identity becoming public. Although the judge has kept prospective jurors' names private, they have disclosed their employers and other identifying information in court. After excusing her, the judge, Juan M. Merchan, instructed reporters to no longer detail where a prospective juror works. Quote, I have the legal authority to do it, the judge said, blocking the news media from reporting identifying employer information. Former President Donald Trump's unprecedented criminal trial began Monday morning with jury selection. Thursday is the third day of the process, which could wrap up early next week. All right, guys. One moment. Somebody is knocking at my door. I have no idea why. One moment while I play this wonderful ad from our friends at Epic Minerals. And by our friends, I mean me.
He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails.
Manganese will make you kill your mama. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep?
Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Barium is toxic to all mammals. Aluminum is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. A problem, a serious problem.
Patent number 5003186 describes cooling the earth with metal oxides sprayed into the stratosphere.
And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Detox and prevent heavy metal poisoning. www.epicminerals.net. Promo code Badlands. All right, get your zeolite today. Five sprays in the morning, five sprays in the evening. We put it in our four-year-old's milk, and we have seen significant behavior improvements. This stuff has incredible properties of binding the poisons in your body and letting them flow harmlessly from your system. Your results may vary based upon your particular degree of toxicity. Remember that, but we all have some. Go to epicminerals.net, use promo code Badlands to, well, right now, to pry 10% out of my grasping hands, but that's coming to an end pretty much today. All right, let's talk about the next story. Let's do the take. Our take. Did I read that? Yeah. Jury selection in the New York election interference trial has been a challenge even after just 3 days, and the first story above confirms what many of us have long believed. It's unlikely, if not impossible, for Trump to get a fair trial in New York. Maybe because the jury pool is irreparably tainted by fake news and government-generated hoaxes. Maybe it's because the attorney general and her district attorney are terminally Trump-deranged activists with no regard for the law. Maybe it's both. It's probably both. In response to the juror in the second article, Judge Merchan wigged out and changed the rules again, this time restricting the media in how they can report identifying information about the jurors. That's probably for the best in the context of proper justice, not this kangaroo court. But Merchan's actions do nothing to allay concerns on the primary matter. Can Trump get a fair trial in New York? Ash in America. I don't know what to say about that. Obviously, Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial by jury Anywhere in the U.S., the jury will either be biased in his favor massively or biased against him massively. One of the preconditions for trial by jury is that the jurors not be insane. Okay, how do you deal with the fact that our information sources have been using advanced propaganda techniques to drive the people insane? They're not fit to be jurors. Wouldn't want a jury trial from an insane asylum, and that's what we are. Next story. Smash that thumbs up, y'all. From the Washington Times, Speaker Mike Johnson adds border security in a bid to pass stalled House foreign aid package. House Speaker Mike Johnson added a border security measure to a foreign aid package Wednesday in a bid to appease disgruntled conservatives, but he hasn't won them over yet. Mr. Johnson, who faces a growing threat of removal by his right flank, told lawmakers the House would vote on the package Saturday night, delaying a week-long recess that was set to begin Friday. The $95.3 billion package includes three aid bills addressing separately Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Supporting Ukraine aid without linking it to U.S. border security provisions could cost Mr. Johnson his speakership, but he has brushed off the specter of his removal. He said the situation in Ukraine was at a tipping point, and the axis of evil of Russia, China, and Iran are coordinating to push the conflict deep into Europe and in the front yard of NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys, said Mr. Johnson, Louisiana Republican. The Ukraine aid would be provided as a loan, but with provisions allowing for the loan to be canceled, the Washington Times. So I don't get it. I mean, are you freaking serious? He says, I'd rather send bullets than American boys. You're not sending American boys. How about that, asshole? We don't care about Ukraine, and you're not sending American boys. Stick it straight up your ass. Okay. Next, our take. I call it a war of stories more often than an information war. And I do that for a reason. Layering the war of stories refrain over fifth generation warfare lends one a better understanding of some of the more asymmetric and therefore more effective narrative deployments by the good guys. To wit, whatever you think of Mike Johnson, and I would guess it's nothing good right now, his recent appearance alongside Donald Trump and his references to being a wartime speaker are seismic developments for those of us looking for hints about the next chapter in the story. Under this framing, it's possible to look at both Johnson and his America First opposition in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, as helping to push the MAGA agenda forward, even while making mass psychological sacrifices along the way. Everyone is playing a role. We don't have to determine who's on what side. We need only to observe the net effects of their deployments. Johnson damaged the Uniparty this week, whether he meant to or not. I feel fine. Burning bright. Next. This one is from Zero Hedge, which begins with, it's interesting. It's very interesting. So this piece is Zero Hedge. Let's figure out who they cribbed from. New York Post. Okay, New York Post, right? New York Post, X.com. All right. So this story is going to be interesting. From Zero Hedge, Biden falsely claims that World War II uncle eaten by cannibals twice. No offense, guys, but how the hell do you know that it was false? Just throwing that out there. All right, let's find out what they have to say. Joe Biden has always been a prolific liar and plagiarist, but on Wednesday, he took things to another level. While attempting to disparage former President Donald Trump for, quote, skipping out on a 2018 visit to a military cemetery outside Paris, when in fact the Navy made a bad weather call, Biden claimed that his uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Bosey Finnegan Jr., was shot down in World War II and eaten by cannibals. He's a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he's a kid. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones, and he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea, Biden said during a Wednesday stop in Pittsburgh, an account which appears in the official transcript of his remarks. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found some parts of the plane, Biden continued. except that it's total bullshit, of course. As Jonathan Turley points out, there was a survivor who gave a detailed account of how Finnegan and another man remained in the plane as it sank. What's more, Bosey's plane was not shot down. It was a Douglas A-20 Havoc with two Pratt and Whitney R-985 Wasp Junior 9-cylinder radial engines. The plane had mechanical problems when it crashed near New Guinea and simply sank into the ocean. Zero hedge. All right, so I'm going to play it straight here when it comes to complaints about bad journalism practice. Okay, fine. He wants to be an advocate for our side as a journalist, but actual journalistic integrity would say, what you do is you say first, Biden claimed this, and you don't say it's false. You simply say it's a claim. And then you say, a detailed account from a survivor said this instead. And as best as you can, give information without pronouncing judgment yourself and let the audience decide who's lying. That would be good journalism, in my humble opinion. Our take. It's interesting that cannibalism is in the news again, twice in as many months. Both times were hilarious. First, we had Haitian Prime Minister Barbecue's alleged arm-eating rerun, which reminded everyone of Hillary Clinton's philanthropy in the embattled island nation. Now we have Uncle Bosey and his tragic fate attaching cannibalism to Joe Biden. The story is obviously false and has since been fact-checked by the Pentagon. It's still hilarious, of course, but do you think the next name attached to a cannibalism story is going to be an Obama administration official too? Ash in America. Let's talk about partners over at Gold Co. Are you concerned about the $6 trillion at stake in the upcoming 2024 election? The Wall Street Journal has reported a critical issue. The looming decision on extending tax cuts scheduled to expire after 2025. Republicans advocate for extending Trump's tax cuts while the Democrats lean towards letting them expire and increasing taxes on top earners and corporations, potentially creating a massive $6 trillion gap. But fear not. There's a way to protect yourself from this impending threat. Join the thousands of hardworking Americans who are taking proactive steps to safeguard their savings. Visit BadlandsGold.com to claim your free 2024 gold and silver kit and fortify everything you've worked for. You may even qualify for up to 10% back in bonus silver, but hurry, supplies are limited. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit today at BadlandsGold.com and take control of your financial destiny. And their customer service is absolutely stellar. All right, next story. This is from the New York Times. So, if we dare. Miscalculation led to escalation in clash between Israel and Iran. Israel was mere moments away from an airstrike on April 1st that killed several senior Iranian commanders at Iran's embassy complex in Syria when it told the United States what was about to happen. Israel's closest ally had just been caught off guard. Aides quickly alerted Jake Sullivan, President Biden's national security advisor, John Finer, the deputy national security advisor, Brett McGurk, Mr. Biden's Middle East coordinator, and others who saw that the strike could have serious consequences, a U.S. official said. Publicly, U.S. officials voiced support for Israel, but privately they expressed anger that it would take such aggressive action against Iran without consulting Washington. The Israelis had badly miscalculated, thinking that Iran would not react strongly, according to multiple American officials who were involved in high-stake and high-level discussions after the attack, a view shared by a senior Israeli official. On Saturday, Iran launched a retaliatory barrage of more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, an unexpectedly large-scale response, if one that did minimal damage. The events made clear that the unwritten rules of engagement in the long simmering conflict between Israel and Iran have changed drastically in recent months, making it harder than ever for each side to gauge the other's intentions and reactions. The New York Times. I think the most important part of this story is that it's being reported in the New York Times. I think the New York Times still works exclusively for the bad guys. So somehow the bad guys want to seed the narrative into the public mind that Israel has gone rogue. I could be wrong, but that's my current thinking. Our take. I cannot stop laughing out loud as I read this nonsense. This is some of the most shameless propaganda that I've seen in an era defined by shameless propaganda. The question must be asked, do these people think we are this stupid, or is it that they themselves are mentally retarded? The universal take on the whole Iran attack on Israel is that it has been a glorified pillow fight. A commercial flight from Tehran to Israel takes approximately 2.5 hours, yet this deadly missile-slash-drone strike is said to have taken over 6 hours, some saying it took as long as 9 hours to reach the proximity of Israel. 98% of the missiles were intercepted and brought down. Uniparty state media were openly mocking Iran for having such lackluster technology after spending years boasting about its offensive capabilities. I personally don't think Iran used their real tech because it wasn't intended to be a real offensive strike. The media also cheered loudly that the alliance forged through the Abraham Accords was able to bring down nearly every missile that was fired. The reported number of missiles fired is ever-changing. 1 minute they say it was only 125 and mock Iran for not firing more. Now they're saying it was 300 missiles and are whining that they were only expecting 10, maybe as many as 60 or 70. They are also now saying that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is mad because they had no time to plan for a potential attack. Huh? They have been talking about war with Iran for years. We literally posted a clip of me on DPH from 10 months ago where my dumbass openly speculated that attacks between Israel and Iran were likely to happen in the near future. The corporate propagandists have been gaslighting this specific attack for weeks. But the clowns at the Pentagon didn't see this coming. Everyone in that godforsaken building should be required to wear a red nose that honks when you squeeze it. This is so cartoonish that it is difficult to find appropriate epithets to insult their stupidity properly. My heart goes out to all the men and women in the armed forces. The clowns leading you are invalids, and will probably get many more of you killed than have already died. It is very obvious that the Pentagon does not value the lives of U.S. soldiers, just as the U.S. government does not value the lives of U.S. citizens. I just hope that the people in charge can be prosecuted and imprisoned for their dereliction of duty. I don't know what else to say, except that the only appropriate response to this shit show is ruthlessly to mock every person involved. What a disgrace. Ghost of based Patrick Henry. And goes to base Patrick Henry, I think the stories of our military sending our boys to die are premature. It's devolution. It's all for show. In my humble opinion, which is not very humble. I'm never accused of much humility, am I? I don't think so anyway. Let's move our candy asses to the next story, shall we? But first, let me say hi. So second CH says, let Iran flatten Israel. I don't feel that way. Let Iran flatten Israel? No. What about all those Israeli peasants? I see us as being a whole bunch. All the nations of the world, all the countries of the world are vast majority peasants who are just the victims of massive government propaganda. Oh yeah, smash the like, guys. Massive government propaganda, including the people of Israel. And they might be the most propagandized people in the world. They're also known as the gayest people in the world. They have the highest proclivity towards homosexuality among all the nations of the world. That's not natural. That's due to manipulation by the television and other things in their country. So no, I don't want to flatten anybody. All right, next story from the Wall Street Journal. White House makes fresh push for historic deal to forge Saudi-Israel ties. The Biden administration is pushing for a long-shot diplomatic deal in coming months that presses Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to accept a new commitment to Palestinian statehood in exchange for diplomatic recognition by Riyadh, U.S. and Saudi officials said. As inducements to recognize Israel, the White House is offering Riyadh a more formal defense relationship with Washington, assistance in acquiring civil nuclear power, and a renewed push for a Palestinian state, a package that U.S. officials say they are in the final stages of negotiating. The U.S. brokered effort offers Israel a prize it has long sought, a historic normalization deal with Riyadh, Israel's most powerful Arab neighbor. U.S. officials say the successful multi-country effort to shoot down Iranian missiles and drones on Saturday should make it clear to Israel that its security against threats from Tehran can be enhanced through closer integration with Saudi Arabia. The Wall Street Journal. I do think that Saudi Arabia and Iran have been on the opposite sides of the geopolitical chessboard before, for a long time. So we have been led to believe. I do, however, think things changed a lot when Crown Prince Mohammed took power. That guy gives off white hat vibes all the way to the bank. Our take. When you reframe all of these headlines that are catastrophic for Biden as being table setters for the return of Donald Trump, you begin to recognize them for what they are. Spoilers. Biden is becoming known as a chaos agent, either wittingly or unwittingly inflating away the energy of the U.S. economy, emboldening U.S. enemies while driving former allies away, and endangering the very sovereignty of the nation by refusing to acknowledge its own borders. Trump is known for one thing, above all else, deal-making. Trump planted the narrative seeds during his first term. Biden is watering them during his second. All we're waiting on is the harvest. We've been told we're going to like how the movie ends, but that doesn't stop many from dooming out and blackpilling the whole way through the second act, which is always the one fraught with the most peril, danger, and despair. You can't have the high without experiencing the low. When you know the way broadly, you can see it in all things. Hold for processing. Copy. I'm Googling it right quick. He didn't attribute the quote. So that would be Miyamoto Musashi. The way means the path of the warrior. Okay, that's what it's from. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew. All right, burning bright. Another take. This headline has become a broken record, and I love it. As this chaotic storm of biblical proportions swirls around the Middle East, Saudi Crown Prince MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, remains completely calm, repeating the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Saudis, sign the peace deal. Israel, bombs another city, killing civilians. Saudi, sign the peace deal. Israel, kills a bunch of UN aid workers, including US citizens. Saudi, sign the peace deal. Israel, bombs an embassy in Damascus. Saudi, sign the peace deal. Israel, taunts Iran in Hebrew. Iran, fires missile barrage at Israel. Barrage blocked by Saudi-led alliance. Saudi, sign the peace deal. Israel, oh my God, that missile barrage was literally the Holocaust. Saudi, sign the peace deal. Israel, come on, America, we're going to war with Iran. America, just sign the damn peace deal. We are watching the art of the deal. One side is playing chess. The other side is playing checkers. Benevolent perseverance will win the day. God will win the day. Ghost of based Patrick Henry. Next. Internal documents show FBI is worried about white supremacists teaming up with Islamic extremists. In September of 2022, the Gun Owners of America, GOA lawyer, provided documents to Ammoland News, that's the source of this article, showing the FBI targeting so-called militant violent extremists, or MVE, DVDs by referencing symbols such as the Betsy Ross flag and a symbol of a Minuteman. This leak led GOA to file a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request for documents. The FBI initially refused to turn over any documents to the gun rights group, leading GOA to file a lawsuit against the FBI demanding that the Bureau turn over the documents. Instead of the court issuing an order compelling the government to release the documents, the FBI relented and gave them up. Since we initially broke the story, GOA has furnished Ammoland News with an exclusive look at the documents. The new documents show that the FBI's targeting of certain groups is not limited to the three percenters and oath keepers. The FBI is also targeting other groups. Some threats seem credible, while other threats seem like the government is reaching. Ammoland News will be running a series of articles about what is in the documents. This series will shed light on what the FBI believes to be threats to the homeland. The first set of documents is the FBI addressing what it calls racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, RMVEs, and Islamist extremists. This document covers these two ideologies working together for a shared goal. That goal is to bring about the collapse of Western democracies. Ammoland. Our take. I don't know if the FBI has been reading or listening to my musings on Badlands Media, but I think a bicameral take on this one is appropriate. On one hand, it would appear that the FBI is trying to get ahead of something that I have been saying for years is inevitable, an Islamo-Christian alliance against Satan. They are gaslighting the idea that anybody who considers this possibility is a Nazi terrorist who wants to kill Jews. They are trying to scare us into using religion to unite humanity against them because religion is the weapon they use to turn us against one another. Fortunately, my position on the Jews, Zionists, Israel, and the situation surrounding it is nuanced. I'm not afraid to jump into the ring and engage in these topics of conversation with anybody, anytime, anywhere. As you may have noticed, I actually enjoy these discussions despite the incendiary gaslighting surrounding them. So listen here, FBI, Media Matters, Rachel Maddow, I'm your Huckleberry. Let's debate these topics in an arena where the normies will witness it. Now, let's go bicameral. I agree with the FBI that Christians and Muslims are natural allies in this moment in history. We share far more cultural values than the 700 Club would ever want to know. And in the face of this satanic cabal that seeks to destroy traditional values, an Islamo-Christian alliance is the most logical solution to defeat it, something I have been saying openly now for years. I have a forthcoming article on the Badlands Substack on this topic, the sequel to Horseshoe Theory, but in the grand scheme of things, the cultural differences between the Islamic East and the Christian West are negligible enough to disregard while we fight for our survival against the most powerful network of bad actors in known history who appear to hate God, his creation, and all those who worship him. If we are going to win this peaceful information war, we are going to need powerful allies, and it's no secret whom I would nominate to fit that bill. Perhaps through this daunting endeavor, we can find kinship with our Abrahamic brothers. Also linked in this article is Horseshoe Theory, Part 1. Another take. Were the Fed boys watching Chris Paul and I cover Kingdom of Heaven on Tuesday night's episode of Badlands Story Hour? Because it kind of seems like they were. How long is this one? Oh, that's the whole thing. Okay. And then now we are in bonus items. Before we get to that, y'all, I want to talk to you about Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. Hold for processing. I'm going to present this to you right quick. Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. Guys, we got it for sale right here at Dart 4. And if you have the virtual tickets, we can get you free shipping. But the promo code for that will be given on the live stream. But anyway, Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. I got it in its beautiful, beautiful amber glass jar. 4 fluid ounces of creamy body butter enclosed in gorgeous amber glass jar. This beautifully soft body butter will leave your skin feeling enriched. It's solid at room temperature. Feeling enriched with only the most epic plant oils, nut oils, and butters we could find. A little bit goes a long way. So apply a small amount to clean dry skin and gently massage it in until fully absorbed. This soothing formula will keep your skin moisturized and nourished all day or all night long. We do recommend it especially for nighttime use, right after a bath or shower, to allow the oils to melt right into your skin. Guys, it's babassu oil, argan oil, amaranth oil, jojoba oil, vitamin E oil, kokum butter, shea butter, and mango butter. There's nothing like this in the world. Not a single thing you don't want to put on your skin, and nothing that will ever dry it out. Epic moisture only at epicminerals.net. Use promo code BADLANDS to pry 10% from my grasping hands, which comes to an end today. It goes back to a dollar. All right. Let's go ahead and hit the bonus items, y'all. From Zero Hedge, Musk funds national signature campaign in support of First Amendment. Since acquiring the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, Elon Musk has been on a free speech crusade against leftist corporate media dark money, propping up progressive fact checkers, taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations working under the guise of defending free speech, woke corporations, the censorship complex blob, and rogue elites and progressive lawmakers who push dystopic agendas to undermine the First Amendment. We've been living through a civil war over the existence of freedom of speech. If you haven't been paying attention, here's a brief summary. U.S. intelligence agencies and the FBI pressured social media platforms, including X, to censor and suppress protected free speech. Opponents of the Democratic Party and non-approved government narratives, such as the COVID lab leak, which, by the way, is not a theory. When Musk purchased X, he exposed the government's censorship blob and the big tech company's collaboration to censor the opposition. This effectively kicked off the First Amendment movement. The movement could go into hyperdrive, as Musk posted on X. Given the relentless attacks on free speech, I am going to fund a national signature campaign in support of the First Amendment. Zero Hedge. Next, I think finally, Russia will grow faster than the U.S. and all other advanced economies this year, the IMF says. Russia's economy is predicted to grow by 3.2% in 2024, outpacing all advanced economies, including the U.S., the IMF said. Despite the war, high investment and robust private consumption have driven Russia's economy forward. The IMF expects the momentum to fade in 2025, with Russia growing at a rate of 1.8%, Business Insider. Next. From The Hill, Trump meets with Polish president at Trump Tower. Former President Trump met Wednesday night with Polish President Andrzej Duda, the latest in a series of conversations the presumptive Republican nominee has held with foreign leaders. Trump hosted Duda at Trump Tower in New York City, where the former president is staying, as he attends his criminal trial over an alleged hush money scheme. Duda, who enjoyed a good relationship with Trump during his first term, has been a proponent of supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. Trump has been skeptical of providing aid to Ukraine and has criticized the NATO alliance, of which Poland is a member. He's doing a fantastic job. The people of Poland love him. They really do, Trump said of Duda. He's my friend. We had four great years together, Trump added. The Trump campaign, in a readout issued after the meeting, said the two men spoke for 2.5 hours and discussed the war in Ukraine and the conflict between Israel and Hamas. The two men also discussed Duda's proposal for NATO countries to spend 3% of their GDP on defense, the campaign said. The Hill. And that's our show, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. We do this show every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, followed, of course, by Badlands Daily. I have no idea who's going to do that, but hopefully it goes well because, you know, CanCon's here, so I don't think he's doing it, but we'll see. Anyway, check it out after this. Don't forget our sponsors, Love Litters, Gold Co., EpicMinerals.net, the Zeolite Spray, and the Epic Moisture Soothing Body Butter. Oh, by the way, each one of them comes with a made-on date on the bottom. So you just, I just literally just put this sticker on there to let you know when we made it. That way you can know how long it's been there, because that seems like a feature it should have. Anyway, check it out, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see y'all next time.
Thank you so much for joining us, and don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video. And a special thank you to all of our advertising partners. Please remember to shift your dollars to support those businesses that support Badlands Media.